This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kelim Pek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. We're talking weiter about what we're talking about in the last Mishnah, which is the Chotzer Hakira. However, we're talking over here of Hoysam Mufreshes Min Hakira. It's separated. It's not Mechuber Betit, the way you make a Klicheres to the Kira itself. But it's something else. It's something separate. So we don't see it as part of the Kira. Bizman Shigavoy Shalosh Atzbois Mitama B'mago Ba'avir. If it has the Shir of Shalosh Atzbois, so we see it as a Kli. We see it as a Kira B'fnei Atzmoy. Similar to Mitama B'mago Ba'avir, like every Kira. Chusa Mikan, if it's less, Oishoy Sechaloko. Or it doesn't have walls at all, so then Tehoira, it's not part of the Kira. It's not attached, so it's not naturally part of the Kira. So it's only if it has a Shem Kira Bifnei Atzmai. Pitpute Kira. These are legs. The Pashtuses, we'll say it this way, are their legs on the bottom of the Kira. The Kira stand on them. The standard was Shloisha Shel Sholosh Etzbois. Three legs of three Etzbois. So then that's part of the Kira. It's metamen b'mago b'avir, if it touches the legs, the sheretz, or it's inside the ear space, is right, it's inside the toich of the kiru, so the halach is that's metamen b'avir. Pochus mikan, there's a lashon of a mishnah that's quite unusual, where the mishnah doesn't say a shear that's inclusive. The mishnah says the standard shear, and then pochus mikan, if it's less than that means it's closer to the ground, it's less than three. Kolshkein hein tmeim, that's for sure they're tamei, because they're more mechuber to the ground, there's less space. Vafilu hein arba, even if there are four legs, four pitputim of the kira, they're also metame, even though the standard make is three. You make four, it's also, they're also metame. Some of the farshim say a chiddush, that since it says afilu hein arba, it doesn't say afilu hein yoisa. Only four. Four, it still stands better. Everything that's on three, like a stool, stands more firm if it's on four legs. A kise has four legs. If it has five, one of them is decorative. So me'acha, that one of them is decorative, Mishnah Achrenes says, then all of them are tohar. That's why the Mishnah only says, v'afilu hein arbo. You look also at Mishnah Achrenes, and he learns up in the Rambam that the Mishnah is not talking about the tumah. Only legabi the pitputim becoming tummy, but of course the pitputim mean that if it's between the ear space of the pitputim, the whole kira becomes tummy, and vice versa also. If the kira becomes tummy, because it was tumma toich the kira, so then the whole the pitputim also become tummy with it. Now let's just go back to the etzem mishnah of the chotzer hakira that's mufreshes min hakira. The way we explained it is that it's not mekabel tumah together with the kira because it's not attached. It's mufresh as menakira. This is true according to the Rash. The Rambam is more not that way. It's the Rambam and Kalim, the Perek Zayin Halacha Vov. What the mashmos over there is that the whole din over here, the Mishnah of it's yeh gimel etzbois, it's not gimel etzbois, it's whether it's considered one kira together with the kira itself. But that's poshut that legabi the chotzer itself, it's mekabel tumah, ba'avir. The shayla of the gimel etzbois is whether it's considered part of the kira. That means he holds that even if they're not attached, they're not mechubarim betit. The halacha is that they called one kira and it's mekabel tumah. And the shayla is how? You have to say that since they function together, b'shem kira tali adova. And memela, the Chaloy Shem Tanu V'Kirayim, we spoke about this at length in the Psichat HaPerikei, is that the Rambam holds that Tumas Tanu V'Kirayim is a new din. So even if it's not together, it's taken out one kli. But a Tanu V'Kirayim is never Mekabel Tumah als a regular Shem kli, because it's Mechubal Karka. It's Mekabel Tumah als Tanu V'Kirayim. Whatever is included in the functional usage of the Tanu V'Kirayim is also called a Chibur L'Gabi Kabbalah's Tumah. Very big Chiddush. The same Machlokes, by the way, we had in Tiras HaTanur in Perkei Mishnah Gimel. Over there we had by the little tray on the side of the Tanur, is that it can be Mekabel Tumah because of its usage together with the Tanur. And the Chaznish is Matmiah. Mishnah Tarya says that, of course, it's the Rambam L'Shitosoi. The Rash over there doesn't learn that way.
And the Rashi over here doesn't have any hechrich l'zeh. So this is two Rambams in Rashi. The Shita says, if you can have two things that are not mechuber, they function together. In Hilchis Kli, they're two kelim, but in Hilchis Tanavi Kirayim, they're one Tanavi Kirayim. Very big chiddush. We'll finish off just with the idea. The way we explain pitputim is legs, sticks, that hold the kira up on the bottom. There's a dove mechudish over here. The Rambam holds there on the top. The kira doesn't stand on them. They're like little prongs that stick up from the top of the kira, that the pot doesn't have to sit directly on the kira. We have them by our stoves today. You put something there, this way the pot doesn't sit directly on the stove top. Now, when we start the next Mishnah, hey, we're going the opposite direction. Nital echem mehem mitam b'magaven mitam b'avir. Nital echem mehem, we're talking about one of the three pitputim was taken off the kira, and the kira can stand. We'll say it for the first pshat we just said, that pitputim are on the bottom. It could stand on two legs, but it's definitely not standing that firmly. So, be'etzem, it should be a bittle of the shem kira. So we done it as a kira midrabanan. It can be used b'doichik. Memela, we have our old rule where Chazal were geyser to say mitamin b'magaven mitam b'avir. They didn't make proper tumah b'avir like all tanur. With the kiraim, what they did is they made it only if it touches the inside. When you look at the Rambam understands that what we're talking about over here is the Rabbi Halacha of whether these pitputim are considered mechubah to the kira, if they're part of the kira. And the shaila is, if the kira becomes tameh, the pitputim are part of the chibur, part of the kira, and if the kira becomes tameh al yidei maga, then they become tameh. If the kira is tameh al yidei avir levad, then the pitputim don't become tameh. So it shows how attached are they to the tumas hakira. Now, this is a very chashuv idea. It's a chiddush. Why? Because Nish points this out, that the whole pitputim only have a shame kli, kira, al yidei the kira. So what the mashmos of the Rambam is that if something would go inside the avir space of the pitputim, it would definitely be mitame. The shal is only whether it becomes tome duch the kira. What do you mean? The whole shame kira is only al yidei the fact that they're attached to the kira. So as a chibur to the kira, maybe they're not mekabel tumah, but as a dover b'fnei atzmei they are, it's a chiddush. So nice, when you look at the Rash compares over here the din of mitam b'maga ve'enu mitam b'avir, according to Reb Meir, and the fact that Reb Shimon mitaher, which according to the way we just explained, l'chayru, what Reb Shimon is holding is that he holds that it's not a chibur at all. And then there was no Xeris Tumid Rabbonim. The Rash brings over here the Mishnah in Perakei Mishnah Gimel, Legabe Beis HaPach, or Beis HaTavlon Shebekir, which is also something on the side, if they become Tomei Machmas Chiburim. Now over there, we know that it's not just a Xeris on a Dindir Rabbonim, but it's a Xeris, but the Shaila of whether there's Chibur to the Kira to be Mekabal Tumah. How do we know that? Because we know over there we discussed that Tzitzugi and Shabbos Daf Memches Mufurish that speaks out this Indian of Reb Meir and Reb Shimon whether there's a chibur to a Dova Hametame. If that's the case, then the Machloikis over here is a Machloikis L'gabi that. Now, this that we said that the Din de Rabbanon over here, which is Metame B'maga V'loi Ba'avir, and that's because the Din de Rabbanon, so they made a hacker, the Rash himself, in Kama Mishnais, where we've had this type of thing, Mitama B'maga V'loi Ba'avir, we had it, we'll just list off a bunch of places. It's over here in the Mishnah status, makes the list. Per Gimel Mishnah Dal, Per Dal Mishnah Gimel, Per Kei Mishnah Vov, Per Zayin Mishnah Gimel. All of those. There's Tumas Maga with Loi Tumas Avir. The Rash himself learns in all those cases that it's Mitama Midin Yad. It's not Mitama Midin Avir Klicheres. And the maga is just the stronger form of avir. It's mitama midin maga, and it's maga of yad. Grada, the Rambam doesn't hold that way, because the Rambam holds that the yad of a klicheres also has tumas avir. So mela, it's the Rambam, the Rash, l'shita saying. So the Rash holds that that's midin yad. It's not midin. It's midin. It's itself is mekabel tumah. It's not midin chibur. So this working with the two Rashi together is a little bit difficult, because on the one hand, the Rashi is saying that our mission is a din chibur, which is often given, Shabbos dam mevches. On the other hand, the Rashi, whenever he has metam b'magav v'loy b'avir, is a din yad v'loy din avir klicheres. So what you have to say is that this Mishnah over here in Peg Zayin is not on the list with the other Mishnahs that we just mentioned, and also not the Mishnah Perkei Mishnah Gimel, that's because over there is Medin Chibur, and over here also is Medin Chibur. So according to the Rash, the two Mishnahs in Perkei and over here are Medin Chibur, not that it's Mekabel Tumah as a thing itself of Yad. The Pitputin over here are a chibur to the kira, and the shal is whether the tumah of the kira passes over to the pitputin, whether it's considered part of the kira. That's the discussion over here. See over there, pach. That's also liad kira. According to the Rambam, the din over here is midin chibur, but it's a derabbanan dikin chibur, and therefore it's mitame. Like all the other cases that we just mentioned, the whole list mitame b'maga v'loy b'avir. Okay, now another case. What happens if you have very tall pitputin, almost like standing on stands? They're taller than Sholosh Etzbois. Misholosh ulamaton, from the height of three and below. Below over here doesn't mean below towards the ground. It means lamata towards the kiru, which is really up. Mitamin b'magabavir. That says that's part of the kiru. Misholish ulamalon, going down towards the ground, we'd call it lamata over here, it's called lamalo, is mitamin b'maga ve'inon mitamin ba'avir, divrei Meir Reb Shimon Metayer. Again, it's a yad, it's a chibur, same discussion, it's only derabbanon, according to the Rambam, according to Rashi also it's only derabbanon, but it's also it's that din of chibur. Hoyu mishuchim min hasofo, if it's drawn, it's nimshach from the edge. That means the pitputin, do not, the little sticks, let's say, do not stand under the kira. But what they are is they're sort of sticking out from the side of the kira. So they're really not the airspace underneath the kira. Or, according to the Rambam that we said, pitputin are above and they hold the path, they stick out to the sides, they don't stick up. You have a three prong sticking out of the sides of the kira in order to hold the path. B'toch shalosh etzbois mitam b'magabavir. It's considered part of the kli. Chutz mishalosh etzbois mitam b'magaveinu mitam bavir. The same machlokes. It's a chibur, it's a yad, divrei Meir, Reb Shimon Metayer, because since it's outside of shalosh, well, it's not considered mechubar to the kli.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.